Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I am your brother Job Israel, and today we are dealing with the firmament. We are still dealing with that second day. It's not as simple as we've been taught, right? It's not an easy read. It's not an easy study. It is the point of, oh God, help us. It is what we call, hey, I think I'm find out. There we go. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to make sure that I'm still in a studio. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, we're good. We're good. Yeah. We're right here. We're good. So, we want to say welcome again to another episode of Sounds of Living Waters. Once again, we are in that firmament, man. We're still dealing with it. But now, we're dealing with the power of it. We're dealing with the things that's coming from it. We're going to deal with different areas of it as God will. First and foremost, He created the firmament. We know that the sun and the moon and the stars and the cosmos is all in the firmament. It's created for. Why did He create it and its purpose? That's something we've been covering. But now it get real physical for us. What do you mean? He created it for a purpose for Himself. Amen. So this is that thing we're going to start looking into. What is it between God and man and the firmament itself? So with that being said, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to everyone that's listening on Blog Talk Radio. Shabbat Shalom to everyone that's watching on Facebook and YouTube. God bless you. And I want to say Shabbat Shalom to my lovely rib, Rhea, Serene Israel.
Shabbat Shalom, free Shabbat Shalom family.
Yes, and we're going to have, right, I was just going to say, you're going to have to get closer to the microphone. So, can you, you got enough? You got enough room over there? Can you squeeze through that?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I squeeze through that?
All right. So with that being said, we're going to open up with a scripture in prayer. And we're going to get started with this, man. The firmament, part eight. What is this, you know? One and foremost, man, the firmament is made of different elements. And the one that we're dealing with today is the one that God is in, that one. So with that being said, let's get started. So if I can ask my brothers and sisters, My brothers, if you can uncover your head and stand face to Jerusalem as we approach the Father. And sisters, if you can uncover your head. If you can cover your heads, if I should say. If you can cover your head.
Amen.
And stand and face to Jerusalem as we approach the Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us of our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. And Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren in their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well and give them too a mind to perceive and eyes to see, ears to hear, in a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and your forever. Amen.
Amen. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun and to the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silent, as fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. May the Lord add had a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 50, verses 1 through 6. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Okay.
Amen.
Well, let's get started here. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1. In Genesis chapter 1 and 1, and we're going to read the verse 8. Genesis chapter 1, we're going to read the verse 8, and this is where we're going to bring in the firmament, but now we're going to bring in the works of it, those things that belong to him. Genesis 1 and 1, yes, ma'am, and when you receive it, read.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 read. Oh, I have it on the timer. That's what's going on. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
So we see here that the God of Israel set up the premise of a day, and that he called it evening and the morning. Now, some of us is trying to say that the Sabbath day starts in the daytime. Well, obviously, they have a lack of understanding, or some people is just full of pride, and they just want to pretend like they know more than what someone else has been, or something that's been common, or they want to act like they know something that's secret before God and Christ. Actually, they're teaching things that belong against things that belong to Him. Actually, they what we call is blasphemers, liars, and those that are unbelievers. You see, so we don't care about them. Those that actually have, you know, believe in that, but don't have any understanding, that's one thing. It's another thing to go from the Sabbath day and then start teaching against it. That's blasphemy. And that's from God to teach you, to put it in you to do that so that He can cut you off and that you don't see His kingdom. Got to be careful of those things. Read on.
Amen. Verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament.
So the reason why we read in Genesis chapter 1 and bringing in the waters, this is the waters that He had in the beginning. Now, He called them waters, but the law called them seas. You see, there's no such thing as ocean. I know we've been taught. I got a bad habit. Every now and again, it'll slip out of my mouth. Ocean. And there's no such thing as ocean. In the Bible, it's called seas. Ocean is another term for a pagan deity, just like Poseidon and Neptune. So we want to get away from using that term when we're talking about the creation of God. Amen? In the Bible, He just referred to it as seas. Continue.
Amen. Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Now, He called the firmament heaven. Now, we just, well, through recent study, we found that the heaven, that the firmament has got immense power. It's probably the second most powerful thing in the creation, aside from nothing. So, when you look at the power of the firmament, it's just that. It is. And then He created sovereign. So we don't have no power over it. We can't stop tornadoes. We can't stop hurricanes. We can't stop hailstorms. We can't stop rain. We can't stop none of those things because the firmament is sovereign. We have dominion over the earth, not the heavens, not the firmament. The firmament is sovereign. When it moves from the power of God, it moves. Let's look at that. Let's go into Job chapter 38 and verse 1. Job 38 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Amen. 38 and verse 1 reads, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge?
See, now this is what God needs to be saying to all these so-called scientists today. They need to be saying, this is what He's saying to them now. Who is this as darkening counsel without knowledge? Now, like, we got power to teach things that don't belong to them. Like, for instance, the planets, the solar system, the heavens. Those things don't belong to man. So He's saying, who is this as darkening counsel without knowledge? We don't have knowledge of those things. We don't have knowledge of how those things was created. We don't know anything that belongs to God that pertains to Him like that. So He's asking this question, who is it that darkens his counsel without knowledge, right? And then shaping it in the image of a man. Continue.
Amen. Verse 3. Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me.
Yes, sir. Read on.
Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding.
Where was you? Where was I at? Where was anyone at when He laid the foundation of the earth, seeing that He laid it before there was a such thing called time, before there was a such thing called in the beginning, before there was a such thing as any of those things, the foundation of the earth was already being mapped out and made. That's why when they say the earth is over 4 billion years old, I for one believe it's older than that. But because we have instruments that can only go that far back, They say 4.5. Then they say the sun is 4.5. Everything is 4.5 billion years old. That lets me know that our instruments only have a gauge to go that far back in time. But I'm okay with that idea. When you look at it, 4.5 billion years isn't that long when you take 360,000 years, which would be a year, right, to God, and divide that into 4.5 billion, then you see how many years this man have knowledge of the earth. 4.5 sound like 9 to me. Go figure, right? Our solar system is built around 9. We got 9 planets from the sun, right? Venus is actually moving clockwise. It's actually turned and moving clockwise like a clock. How many months does it take for a woman to have a child? 9 months. So to say that the earth is 4.5 billion years old or the sun is 4.5 billion years, I'm in agreement with that. Makes sense to me. I would say that it's older, but if that's the best we can do, I'm okay with that. I'm not one to say that the earth is 12,000 years old and the creation started 12,000. I would say this part of the creation is 12,000 years old. No, we got dinosaurs and everything else in the creation. But when it comes to us, that's a different conversation. Let's look at this a little further. Amen. Amen. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go and continue that.
Amen. So verse 5. Who have laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest.
See, that's the thing. We don't have a measurement of the heavens. And just for the record, the God of Israel created all languages to speak unto us in those languages. And I only dream in English, so when he talked to me in English, that's where I'm at. I don't speak any other language. I wasn't born nowhere else in this continent. This is where I'm at. So no offense, but he has the power to talk to anybody in any language on the planet. I'm not one to put God, the true and living God of Israel, in a box and say his hand is too short to talk to anybody, anywhere. So it says this, if you had the measures of the heavens, right? If you have that, then you could declare that you God, because the heavens is bound by measurements. What do you mean? Firmament. Then it talks about a spear. Then the spear is mathematically induced. So the heavens is created by math. That's that thing. So when he say if you had the measures, he's asking us, do you have the numbers? Because he got the numbers. These numbers is beyond our comprehension because it's taken certain stars' light years for its light to come back to the planet. We have instruments that actually says that this star light takes X amount of years, 4,000 or 5,000 years, or this one is 100,000 years or something like that. The further it's away, the longer it takes. Okay. So if that's the case, then those stars are billions of light years away from the earth. So therefore, if we had a measurement from the earth to the end of the cosmos, man, we can say that we got. We can't say that because we don't have that measurement. That's what he was saying to Job. Hey, gird yourself up like a man. Tell me, if you can tell me, where was you at when I created all these things? None of us was in existence. None of us. Amen. Read that 5 again, please.
Amen. Job 38:5 reads, who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof?
Well, we know who the cornerstone of this creation is, and that would be God in Christ. So we know who that is. And then he said he fastened it. Why? Because it's locked. That's why every day we wake up, it's still there. It's not going anywhere. It's been there since the beginning of time, and it's not going anywhere. It's going to be there when we get our new bodies, whether we end up in the first resurrection or the second resurrection or in the great white throne judgment. It doesn't matter. It's, this firmament is still going to be there. It's going to be changed, but it's still going to be there. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, speaking of that, yeah, let's go to Job 37 and verse 1. Job 37 and verse 1, when you receive it, read.
Sure. Job 37 and verse 1 reads, "At this also my heart trembleth and is moved out of its place. Hear attentively the noise of his voice and the sound that goes out of his mouth. He directed it under the whole heaven and his lightning under unto the ends of the earth."
See, he's calling shots in the firmament. He the only one that can call shots on the firmament. He the only one that can make the firmament do anything. We have to pray to God to move the firmament. We have to pray to God to ask the Father to send rain.
Amen.
To send snow. So that we can have water and farm and things like that. We have to ask him. We have no control over the firmament. None whatsoever. That's the thing. It's sovereign. It's sovereign. It's a power and an entity and a life to itself. Continue.
Amen. Verse 4. "After the voice roareth, he thundereth with the voice of his excellency."
See, now this is the other thing about the firmament. It's water. Without water, there's no thunder or lightning.
Amen.
So you have to have water. So when he separated the waters from the waters, then he created what? Thunder. Lightning. And by it rotating, right, revolving, as we found, by it revolving, it's generating a current, which is electric. This is why we can go and look at certain planets and you can see electrical storms on them. Now, you can take your telescope, go spend some money on one, you know, and sit on cable or something like, do something really good. Buy a telescope that's able to see when on a clear night, you can actually see Pluto. Do something like that, you know, or sit on some Jordans. Buy a telescope. By a microscope, look at some of the things that's in this planet that's naked to the eye. Buy that instead of some Jordans or some Pelé or whatever you want, whatever your issues is. Buy, spend your money on those things that actually give you an insight on the creation of God. How about that? Continue.
Amen. And the end of 4, "And he will not stay them when his voice is heard." Verse 5, "God thundereth marvelously with his voice. Great things doeth he which we cannot comprehend."
See that? We can't comprehend the works of the firmament, man, because the number itself is beyond our comprehension. We don't have a number system that goes that far or that deep. We don't have that many zeros to even calculate the size of the firmament from the earth to the end of our cosmos, not our solar system, not our galaxy, not our universe, the cosmos, man. That's it's no word to even, the only word we can come up with is ginormous, and that's not even a word. That's not even a proper term to even articulate how big the firmament really is. On top of that, heaven is on the outside of that. So how huge is that? So when an angel asked, man, he said, "What is this man that you know you so into?" And he said, "And when I created, when I consider the sun and the moon and the stars and all of the works of your hands, what is this man that you so about him? And what is this this star, this planet that you so, what is it with this?" Go figure. I'll wait. I'll wait. When he come back, I will wait to see what he has to say about that. God willing, he allow me to ask that. God willing, I'm alive to even see his presence. I'm going to ask him that. Or maybe he just might give me that understanding. Who knows? But I'm going to ask that. Because when I consider them things, when I consider the cosmos, man, you got billions of stars out there which are planets. What is this place that he is so into here? And I ain't getting off into the alien stuff and all that madness. I don't do that because there's no scriptures that dictate that. The only scriptures dictate is that there are angels. They are multidimensional. They can step out of one dimension in 2 hours. That's it. Aside from aliens and Martians and all that type of stuff, I ain't there. I watch sci-fi movies because I like that kind of science and whatnot, that type of theater. But for the most part, I don't do aliens. I don't do Martians. I don't do none of that because that's not scriptures. I can't articulate that through the scriptures because it don't exist. So when the prophet asked this question, when the angel asked this question, what is this man? I can dig that. What is this when you look at the vastness of the creation that he set forward? Continue.
Amen. Verse 6. For he said to the snow, be thou on the earth.
See, that's where we at now. That comes from the firmament. We can't stop the snow. We don't have nothing that can stop a snowstorm. Ask Buffalo 2 weeks ago. Ask Buffalo 2 weeks, nothing we can do about that. Nothing. Nothing we can do about that.
Likewise to the small rain and to the great rain of his strength.
Ask India, ask Pakistan, ask Japan. They just went through that just not too long ago. They went through a flood, a giant flood. Continue.
He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. Then the beasts go into dens and remain in their places.
Yes, ma'am.
Out of the south cometh the whirlwind and cold out of the north.
Why is there a whirlwind in the south? You know, we get snowstorms up north, but the south get tornadoes, which are whirlwinds. So the south of us is going to receive tornadoes or whirlwinds. Anywhere between from Iowa on down to Louisiana, you're going to see whirlwinds pop up all the way across from the west to the east coast, the south of us. Why? Because that's the law. That's the law. It's uncommon that it'll be a tornado in the north, like in Chicago or Minneapolis or something. That's uncommon, but it's not uncommon in Jackson, Mississippi. It's not uncommon in Oklahoma. It's not uncommon in Texas because that's the South. The law is that those things are of the South. Read on.
Amen. Verse 10.
Read 9 again.
Okay. Job 37 and 9. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind and cold out of the north.
And in the north, we get the cold. We're up north. We got cold. We got the cold weather. So that's the difference. That's part of the firmament. That's the law of the firmament. Here it is. We up like by Canada somewhere. We're not far from Canada. We can drive to Canada. That's how close we are. But up north is where the cold come from. South is where you get your tornadoes from. It's a big difference. Big difference. Continue.
Amen. Verse 10. By the breath of God, frost is given, and the breath of the water is straightened. Also by watering, he wearieth the thick cloud. He scattereth his bright cloud. And it is turned round about by his counsel, that they may do whatsoever he commanded them upon the face of the world in the earth.
See that? So here it is. He said, and it's turned about. He said he watered the thick cloud and scattered the bright cloud, right? Then he said, And he turned round about his counsel that they may do whatever he commanded them upon the face of the world in the earth. The world is the people. The world is the social consciousness and they realms or the environment. That's the world. The world is not the planet. The planet is the earth. He said that he may turn it round about by his counsel that they may do so whatever he commanded them on the face of the world in the earth. So this is why when you go, you're looking at the news, you see different environments getting hammered out. Pakistan getting flooded out. Asia getting flooded out. Africa getting droughted out. The North is getting snowed out. The Mid-South is getting hurricaned out and tornadoed out. Like we're looking at this documentary, they remember a year ago that this tornado was an F4 in Kentucky. It was an F4, which is a firmament, which is a whirlwind that God created. And he said this, he said, he bring the whirlwind for correction. And he said 80 people died. Well, people, 8 is the number of judgment. That was judgment. I ain't saying all the people that was wicked. I'm not saying that, you know, God did that because that was a wicked place. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that 8 is the number of judgment. It may have been for the first generation, not the third generation to stand for it. God knows. But 8 is the number of judgment. Just a little further. Continue.
Amen. Verse 13. He causeth it to come, whether for correction or for his land or for mercy.
See that? See that? There it is. He said he bring a tornado F4, F5 for correction, man, to check or get people straight, you know, to fear God. Now, we sit up there. Now, even after all that, the newscaster is saying, oh, well, Mother Nature is not really playing around. I'm like, dude, are you listening to yourself? There's no such thing as Mother Nature. Mother Nature. It's the true and living God. This is why I say, who is this is darkening counsel? Darkening counsel. His counsel. Who is this? This is that thing. He brought that tornado. He brought the whirlwind. Read on.
Amen. Verse 14, hearken unto this, O Job, stand still, and consider the wondrous works of God. Doest thou know when God disposed them and caused the light of his cloud to shine? Doest thou know the balancing of the clouds, the wondrous works of him?
He got numbers of what a cloud weighs. He got numbers of how much. Go look, and since we got all this understanding, we got all this science, we got all this knowledge and this technology. Tell me, because, you know, just tell us. I ain't that big. Just tell us, oh, great numerologists, oh, great scientists, oh, great meteorologists, tell me how much a cloud weighs. Then I believe in your God. How about that? Until then, you have no more understanding than we do of his works. You just got instruments to dictate how they flowing or coming. But how it actually works, they're invisible. Just like the firmament. Between your hand and that monitor right there, that's the firmament. It's invisible. You can't touch it. Can't put nothing on it. It's invisible. We have no control over. None. So when he get ready to bring a hurricane, tornado, if it wasn't for the dust, if it wasn't for the fire, we wouldn't even be able to see a whirlwind. We'd just get caught up. If we was on the waters, hurricanes are whirlwinds on the waters. If it wasn't for the waters, we would get caught up because we wouldn't be able to see it. They're invisible. Continue.
Amen. 17 reads, how thy garments are warm when he quieteth the earth by the south wind,
By the what?
By the south wind.
See, up north, when it get warm up here, guess what happened? The south wind is expanding. So we get a higher temperature in the wintertime. There it is. Meteorologist man, Mr. Science man, there it is right there. This is how, all you got to do is look at the news and they tell you from the west, and then if it's cold, then the precipitation of Canada is bringing cold air toward the south. If it's warm, then the southern parts of the country is bringing precipitation that's warming up the earth. There it is. You know, all we're doing is reading the book, you know, so that we can say, yeah, we Israel. Yo, big ups on that. Yeah, okay, so much for that. It's going to be a lot of Israelites in the lake of fire. I think we should be paying more attention to the word. Read on.
Amen. 18. As thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong, and as a molten looking glass.
See, it's invisible. It's invisible. He said, and it's strong. Again, what can we do to stop a tornado? What can we do to stop a snowstorm? Can we stop the planets from rotating? Can we stop the sun from rotating throughout our galaxy? Because it's also spinning. And our planets is actually spinning around the sun. Where is this rotation coming from? It's coming from nothing. But if you've been listening to the precepts, you understand why we said it's coming from nothing. And nothing is the most powerful thing that God ever created, because he put everything in it. Everything in it. Everything in it. Everything that we see, know, the stars, the moon, the sun, all of that, he put inside of nothing. That's the most powerful force in the creation, hands down. And we can't put our hand on it. You know why? We can't gauge it. You know why? Because how do you articulate nothing? But he created it. So if you can't articulate nothing, you can't gauge what he did with all things. That's why it's impossible for us to measure the cosmos, because we can't articulate where was it placed in the vastness of it. We cannot articulate how the planets or the cosmos were placed inside of it. So there's no conversation or no comprehension that we can articulate the geometry of nothing, because it's impossible. But he created it and put everything in it. Before there was anything, there was nothing. And that's the most powerful thing in the creation, hands down. I can't think of anything else more powerful than that, than God himself, God in Christ. That's it. Aside from that, everything is bound by nothing. Woo! Read on.
Verse 19, teach us what we shall say unto him.
Amen. A lot of us don't even know how to approach God. We don't even know how to approach God. We don't know how to talk to him. We come to him by the precept of man instead of asking God how to approach him ourselves. Read on.
Teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness.
Our understanding. Continue.
Shall it be told him that I speak? If a man speaks, surely he shall be swallowed up. And now men, see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passeth and cleanseth them. Fair weather cometh out of the north, with God is terrible majesty. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power, and in judgment, and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Men do therefore fear him. He respected not any that are wise.
Look, I don't care how much understanding you have. I don't care what you know, how big your church is, how big your mama is, your daddy, your planet, your wars, your machines of war, your nation. He said, I don't care about none of that. I don't respect none of that madness because I could destroy it just like that. Just like that. So God don't respect nothing. He don't even respect his own people. Else we wouldn't be sitting in another man's land right now looking for food. Begging him for food. Begging him to come up. Now, don't get me wrong. God bless us this actually getting back to the earth and farming, but we're still in another man's land doing that. Not in our homes. So, shalom, Joe. Man, finally caught up with me. There you go. Sorry, bro. I've been trying to keep up and taking you to these precepts, man. Forgive me. Let's look at this a little further, man. Let's go into Zechariah chapter 9 and 14. No. Go to Isaiah 21 and 1. Isaiah 21 and 1. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Isaiah 21 and 1 reads, the burden of the desert of the sea, as whirlwinds in the south pass through, so it cometh from the desert, from a terrible land.
See that? So the whirlwind also move on the desert. Like I said, that's why you got whirlwinds in the desert. You got dust storms, they call them sandstorms. And when you look at them, they is as large as a whole suburb, as wide as a city. And when you look at some of those dust storms come from the west, they look like they finna cover the whole city, and it does. It covers everything. That's it. He called them dust storms. We call them dust storms. He called them sand whirlwinds. Tornadoes from the desert. But then we got tornadoes that's on the waters. We haven't gotten to that yet. But that's generated from the firmament. It's generated from the firmament. We can't stop it. We don't have nothing that can prevent a dust storm or sand or desert tornado. We can't prevent it. Can't stop it. Can't appease it. Can't pray out of it. All we can do is, like the beast of the field, like the law said, hide from it. That's all we can do is hide from it. That's it. Read on. No, that's good. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 9 and 14. Zechariah 9 and 14. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 14 reads, and the Lord shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as the lightning. And the Lord God shall blow the trumpet and shall go with whirlwinds of the south.
The Lord is going to be seen on the, when he come back, you know, that's them clouds that God is talking about, that you're going to be gathered up to him. This is it. They are going to be whirlwinds, tornadoes. These are those things. And he said the world is going to be able to see it. We're not ready for that. We're not, even conscious Israelites that read the book, we're not ready for, go to Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 4. We're not ready for this. We're not ready for this kind of fire show from God, because we aren't giving him enough authority and power, even in our own conversation and our behavior before him. That's why the judgment is going to be so horrific, because people, ourselves, mankind, that includes me, have not given him his full authority. That's why he said every knee is going to bow, because when we see that power coming, we don't want it. Ezekiel chapter 1 and 4. When we receive it, read.
Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 4 read, "And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the color of amber."
So he's going to now show us what inside of a tornado. Now he's going to show us how he actually creates desert or sand whirlwinds, water whirlwinds or hurricanes, or land or whirlwinds, or as we refer to as tornadoes. He's going to show us how he actually does it. But he said here, he said, "I look, behold, a whirlwind out of the north, great cloud," right? A great cloud. Fire. So this tornado isn't just any kind of tornado. It's on fire. It's on fire. And, you know, like we was looking at that F4. I mean, it wiped out. I mean, bricks that was on buildings was just destroyed. They were turning into dust. He said, this one here is coming with fire. And he said, "A great cloud, a fire enfolding itself, a brightness was about it, and the midst of was the color amber, and out of the midst of the fire." So this tornado that the God of Israel is going to bring on the earth is going to look like this. We ain't ready for it. Man isn't ready for it. King David seen some of it. He seen what was inside of it. The God of Israel allowed him to see it when he said, count the people. He said, number the people. But David didn't know that God had an issue with the people. He'll put something in your head to do it just so that he could put you in a position to judge you. Like, for instance, you know, like that film, you know, it's kind of corny, but it kind of worked that way. I hate to bring it up, but it's really corny, but it's called Final Destination. And he put people in situations just so that he can judge them in a situation, in their stories, you know. So this is that thing. I'm not saying that, you know, yeah, Final Destination is from God. That ain't me. I ain't saying that. What I'm saying is that he'll make you do something just so that he can put you in a situation to judge you, period. Ask Balaam and that jackass that started talking to him. He cornered that ass, and he said, if that ass hadn't saved you, I was going to kill you. I was going to take you off. I was going to kill you. That ass started talking. Why are you hitting on me? I'm trying to save you. Wait a minute. God of Israel will put us in a position to take us off the planet. Ask the Titanic. Right? Simple little nose like that. Right? Read on.
Amen. Verse 4, "And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself. And a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man."
So inside these whirlwinds, the Lord is saying this is how he bring that four, that five tornado, that F5 or F4 or 3 or 2 or 1. It depends on if he just trying to tap on you or he finna get ready to do some things. Like I was looking at that town in Kentucky, I was like, it was a lot of people that was killed. Like I said, it was over 80 people. And once again, the number 8 is judgment, right? So when you look at that and you looking at the people that was killed, most of the people was really, they was, as they were describing it, was pretty decent people for the most part, right? But the Lord said, he said he would deal with your third and fourth generation. No one knows what their mother and father does. No one knows that they may have been somewhere sacrificing some people. They don't know none of that stuff. All they know is that they in the now. And God is in yesterday, is dealing with yesterday now. You got to be careful, man, because he'll deal with your shorties or mines if we get off into some foolishness. Read on.
Amen. Verse 6. And everyone had four faces, and everyone had four wings. And their feet were straight feet. And the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot. And they sparkled like the color of burnished brass.
By the way, people, the great white throne judgment is going to look just like this. This is what people are going to see. They're going to see that fire. They're going to see the whirlwind come out of heaven. They're going to see... If we don't come up in the first resurrection, we're going to see this. And this is going to be the most horrific thing anybody have ever seen. Because one, we're going to think we're in a dream because we died, right? So we're going to think we went to sleep, you know, and we woke up and, oh, that was a dream. Oh, I'm still here. And you're going to look around and you're going to see that thing coming. You're going to be like, oh, my God. And then you're going to see all these angels standing there with him. You're going to be like, oh, my God. And then you're going to hear the angels singing to him with this hypnotic voices that we ain't never heard before. They're going to be there, and they're going to be picking people up, throwing them into this lake, and then that's when we're going to realize that we're in a judgment. This is the great white throne, and it's not going to last long. He got billions of people he got to judge. So when he said he's coming in on this, this is going to be speedball. This ain't going to be like, oh, yeah, well, you did this, and... You didn't, no, man, it ain't going to be that. It's just going to be like either you're in a book or you're not. You're going to have all eternity to think about what you didn't and didn't do. That's that. The book said that those that know better is going to be whipped with many stripes. So if you didn't make it in the first great white, if you don't make it during the great white, you're not going to be judged then. You're just going to be judged whether or not you get in or you don't. That's what that means. If you get in or you don't, and if you do get in, then you're going to get a lobotomy. He's going to wipe your head clean that you don't remember none of the sins that people did to you or portrayed upon you, and they're going to be forgotten about. Even the sins that you committed before God, he's going to wipe them away too. He said, I'm going to wipe every tear from your eyes. So all the miseries that you actually had dealt with, he's going to erase that. But those of us that end up in the great white throne and end up in a lake of fire is going to have all eternity to think about everything that we, if we could have, should have, would have done, and had, should not have done. This is that thing. Shalom, Griff. Welcome back, brother. Shabbat shalom. So we're going to have all this time. And this is how he's going to appear in the great white throne judgment, man. That whirlwind is going to be on fire. The great white throne is going to be on fire. The Lord our God is on fire. The angels are on fire. And we are going to be shocked. Read on.
Amen. Verse 8. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides.
Shalom, Israel.
Four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. And they went every way straight forward, within the spirit was to go. They went, and they turned not when they went.
Remember now, Ezekiel is having this vision while he's looking at this whirlwind come at him in the firmament. So he's showing us that the angels actually had a law to manipulate the firmament for itself to fly through. Like, we have been given a law that, yes, we can fly through the firmament too. We can't control it, but we got instruments that can fly through the air, like airplanes and helicopters and kites and gliders and stuff like that. We can manipulate the firmament, air balloons and stuff like that. We can manipulate the firmament on that wise, but we can't change the firmament. Other words, if we found ourselves in an airplane, we could be in a B-52, one of the biggest, heaviest planes on the planet, and get caught up in the wrong storm, it would knock it out the air. That's the power of the firmament. Read on.
Amen. Verse 14. I'm at 14.
Yes. No.
No, 13. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright. And out of the fire went forth lightning.
See, that's why you got that lightning and thundering inside a tornado, because this is jumping off. It's just that the God of Israel hasn't given those things for us to see them inside of those things. Or we don't have the instruments to reveal these creatures inside of a hurricane or a tornado or a sandstorm. We do not have the instruments that can actually see inside of those things. But the God of Israel is showing us what's inside of them. And get this, he said, and it's thunder and lightning and fire is running up and down. So, you know, I'm going to say this. We got some air pilots that the God of Israel allowed them to peek at this, and they call these things unidentified flying objects, right? They want to throw a spin on it, flying saucers and stuff like that. No, they saw one of these deals. They saw a cherub, and the Lord allowed them to peek at it. They tried to tell them, but then they tried, you know, by the time we get the information, they want to say it's a flying disc or something like that. Okay. Okay. If that's what we want to say, then that's fine. But we know for a fact, when they describe a flying saucer or anything like that, it looks like this. Or, as we say, an unidentified flying object, this thing. The Lord allowed them to get a peek at one. Read on.
14. And the living creatures ran and returned at the appearance of a flash of lightning.
And that's what they say. They move back and forth so fast that they could barely keep up with it. Now, let's keep this in mind. The great white throne. Shalom, Israelite. Grace and peace in Jesus. How you doing, my sister? Judgment, the great white throne judgment, the fire itself, when he said the great white throne is coming at you, it's going to be with the speed of light. It's not going to be like, oh, we're going to be standing there and we're going to be judged and God is going to testify against. No, man, it's only one thing in there. Either your name is in the book or it's not. If your name is in the book, you get in the kingdom. If your name is not in the book, you're going to have all eternity to think about why you was judged. That's it. It's going to be so fast, and he's going to come at us so fast. Because remember now, the great white throne has got wheels on it. So we're not coming up to him. He's coming at us. Read on.
Amen. Now, as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the...
See? They got wheels. So he's coming at us. Read on.
One wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a barrel. And they four had one likeness. And their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went.
Amen.
As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful. And their rings were full of eyes round about them.
See, this is why you don't want to be sinning against God, because they not. This is why he said, do not grieve the Holy Ghost. They got eyes, Jack. They got eyes. They don't have to turn their head. They got all these eyes watching what you're doing and saying. So they watching you. They looking at you. And we won't have a word to speak or testify on our behalf because they see everything. We have no chance whatsoever to explain ourselves before these creatures because they say, like Tupac said, all eyes on me. Yeah, literally. Literally. So watch what we're doing and saying in the dark because they are there and they eyes and they ears, they report back to God. They get this information there. There's no escaping this. I said once, I tell my children, I tell my mom, keep your sins at a minimum. Keep them at a minimum. We all sin against God, but keep your madness at a minimum, man. Don't be out here fornicating. Don't be out here committing adultery. Don't be lying on people, being a false witness. None of that stuff. Don't be those things, high crimes. You don't want that. Because these creatures, they eyes is on us. Continue.
Amen. Verse 19, and when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them, and when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, these went, and when those stood, these stood, and when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament upon the head of the living
The likeness of what?
And the likeness
of the firmament. That's what he said, that we're going to be like the likeness of the firmament if we come up in the first resurrection. He said, we're going to shine as the brightness of this. We're going to shine as the brightness of this. We're going to have the glow of the firmament, which is invisible. Right here. This is the firmament. Grab it. Touch it. Can't do it. That's what Jesus said. He said he popped up in the middle of them. They supposed they had saw a spirit because they knew that these things was like this. Continue.
Amen. Ezekiel 1 and 22. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creature was as the color of the terrible crystal, stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament were their wings, straight, the one toward the other. Every one had two, which covered on this side, and every one had two, which covered on that side, their body. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of a great water.
Whoa, that's what happened with a tornado. They said when you see a tornado, when you hear it, it sounds like a freight train. I don't know what an F5 sound like. I don't know what an F5 tornado sound like. But Ezekiel said it sounded like a hurricane. And how did he know? Unless he had some, you know, what they call that mariner skills or something. Whatever that may be, Ezekiel was able to articulate the fact that these angels sound like that. And when tornadoes are on the planet, that's what you're hearing. Those beings inside of them. Everybody got this testimony. Everybody that's ever been in a tornado got this testimony. It sounded like a freight train. It sounded like a freight train. It sounded like a freight train. It was vibrating the earth. Everything was moving. It was sound. All of us that ever been in a tornado got this witness that Ezekiel is talking about right here. Read on.
Amen. Verse 24 again reads, and when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of a host. When they stood, they let down their wings.
Look, this is going to be at the great white throne judgment, man. He's going to come in like this, right? In fact, hold your finger here and go to Revelation chapter 20, 20 and verse 12. Revelation 20 and verse 12.
Amen. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12 reads, And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life.
I'm sorry. Pick it up at verse 11. Verse 11.
Amen. Verse 11. And I saw a great white throne.
Well, we just got through reading about. What we're reading about in Ezekiel, this is what he saw. John saw the same thing, but it's coming in on a whirlwind. Listen, read on.
And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
Look, man, when you're in the great white throne judgment, the last time you ever seen the heaven and earth was when you dropped dead. That's it. That'll be the last look. If we don't come out the great white throne judgment, if he don't pass over our sins, we'll never see heaven and earth again. Because he said there was no place found for them. So the great white throne judgment is going to be a place of utter separation from everything.
Amen. Wow. Verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works.
Stop. Okay, so now we see that. But let's go back to Ezekiel, because let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 1,
Amen.
And let's pick it up at 25, because he let down his wings, right?
Mm-hmm.
They let down their wings. So what's going to happen is in the judgment, when you wake up, it won't be no water, no land, no sea, no nothing. It's just going to be in this empty void. That's it. And then he said, you're going to see him on riding on one of these, but it's going to come in as a tornado that's on fire, and the angels going to let down their wings. And man, all the men is going to see him for what he is. And that's when every knee is going to bow. That's when everybody going to realize this is God Almighty. This is when the power of God is everything. We should have been giving him his due honors while we had breath in us.
Right.
Instead of sitting up here waiting till the end when we get ready to push up daisies. Well, I just want to gather all my friends around, all my children around. And we could sit around and we could talk about, you know, I want to just... Say, no, man, we got to do that now.
That's
we got to give them our first and our best now.
That's right.
We can't be showing our ass to God.
Amen.
We can't do that because he's a great and terrible king.
That's right. Amen. Yeah.
Read on.
Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 25 reads, and there was a voice from the firmament that was over their head.
Him. Read on.
That's right. When they stood and he had let down their wings, and above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne.
Jesus, that's his throne.
Amen.
That's him. That's the great white throne that's going to be showing up. And guess where it came from? Out of the firmament.
Amen.
But you know what that tells me? That place where he found heaven and earth disappeared? It's still a firmament. It's still a firmament.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 26. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man upon it.
That's Jesus.
Amen.
Now, go to Revelation chapter 4, and we're going to see this is Jesus' throne. His throne is sapphire, right? Revelation chapter 4, it show you what color the Father's throne is.
Amen.
Revelation 4, mm-hmm. And let's pick it up at verse 2.
Amen. Revelation 4 and 2. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven.
That's not Jesus. Read on.
A throne was set in heaven, and one sat on a throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a
that's the Father's throne. His throne is jasper.
Jasper.
Yes. And the Son's throne is is was that sardust?
Sapphire.
His is sapphire. So they got two different colored thrones. And guess what? Both of their thrones can talk. What? Read on.
Amen. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, and sight like unto an emerald.
Okay, now skip down to verse 5.
Amen. Verse 5. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and
thunder. This is what we're going to, if we don't wake up in the first resurrection in the great white throne judgment, and that throne is coming at us on fire, it's going to have what coming out of it?
Lightning.
And what?
Thunder.
And what? Yes. It can talk.
Yeah.
The throne can talk. It got a voice to itself. It's got, amen, sis, absolutely. The throne's got a voice. They can talk.
Yeah.
They can talk. And guess what? The throne got more authority than the angels do. You know why? Because in Revelation chapter 19, the throne told all the angels of heaven to worship God. So the throne got more authority than the angels do.
Amen.
Go figure. And he's coming in on this thing called the great white throne. It's going to look like this out of the firmament.
Man.
We don't want it. We don't want it. We want to come up in the first resurrection. We don't want to stand before God like this. Let's go back to that Ezekiel chapter 1 and pick it up at verse 26. Amen.
26.
Yes, ma'am.
Ezekiel 1 and 26 reads, and above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone, and upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of a fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upwards, and from the appearance of his loins even downwards. I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about.
So this is the color of the Chesedek. This is that thing. He said, he's on fire.
Yeah.
God is on fire. When John saw this conversation, he saw him on fire. Ezekiel is just giving us a more detail of the conversation, because the book said that he saw him and that he saw one sitting on the throne. He saw him looking like this, but John didn't go into all of this conversation. As Ezekiel said, he saw them as what? Fire sitting on the throne. Now, the Father didn't go judge anybody. The Father ain't judging nobody. All judgment is given to Jesus. So this is what's coming out of the north that's going to be in a great white throne judgment, and everybody going to hit the ground, because nobody never seen anything like this, including myself. And God forbid, if I'm in that conversation, I am going to hit the ground first. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to look.
Amen.
I'm too busy crying and pleading.
That's right.
Even though I know it's not going to make any difference,
because
the judgment is set.
That's right.
If you're there, it's already written what is going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no pleading out of this conversation. This is coming from the firmament. God is going to manipulate the firmament at the great white throne judgment. That, God forbid, we are. Read on.
Ezekiel 1 and 28. As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake.
He fell out. He fell upon his face. You know why? Every knee to bow.
Amen.
Every knee is going to bow. That's it. Ain't no, oh God, what's up, Hebrew? Finally, judgment is coming to the planet. No, ain't none of that. None of that nonsense. He ain't coming back like that to satisfy the will of flesh.
Amen.
Go to Daniel chapter 7 and verse 8.
Daniel.
Yes, ma'am. Daniel 7 and verse 8. We got a couple of two after this one.
Daniel 7, 8 reads, I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things.
See, that's that thing. We got to be careful about speaking against the laws of God. Some of us want to be talking about, yeah, the earth is flat, and we're in a dome, and the sun, and the day, the Sabbath beginning, the daytime, or we can eat on atonement because we afflicting our flesh only through prayer. We really don't know what we're saying or doing. We really don't. I'm so serious. I'm like, oh, my God. People just need to just shut up and listen. Some people need to just go read their book all over again and get rid of their idioms. Get rid of that. Just pick up the book and start from Genesis and then read it through and start over again. And then you will start seeing the plan of God. Then you will start getting it. Then you will see what he has to say versus hearing what somebody else is trying to tell you. Some used car salesman. You don't have to learn what this car is. You know what the car is. He telling you, yeah, this car can do this and that and the other. Then all of a sudden, you start opening your mouth. Yeah, what about this, that, and the other? Then he look at you like, oh, wow, you did your homework. Of course you did. Same thing with the Word of God. You spoke to somebody that sent up to call himself trying to teach you, and then you open up the book, and if you ain't here with me, then I'm not supposed to be able to sit in front of you because you're not teaching me. Sorry. That's how it works. Apologies. If you can't instruct me, if I'm teaching you, then we're in the wrong conversation. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. It's like your child, man. If they know better than you, then why they gonna listen to you? Why would your children listen to you and they got more sense than you? Continue.
Amen. Verse 9, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool.
There were that sapphire again, right? But now Daniel's is getting a different conversation. He got to see his head, right? Okay, well, if we're going to be wearing hats, look like the Melchizedek priesthood is without hats, or else he wouldn't have been able to see his hat on his head, right? His hair. I can't see your hair if I got a hat on. So the Melchizedek priesthood is, like he said, you're going to be, it's without covering. The man head is supposed to be uncovered and the woman head is supposed to be covered. That's the Melchizedek priesthood. The Levitical priesthood is that we had to have our heads covered. This is a different conversation than dispensation. Christ has came, Melchizedek has came, so therefore we are under the Melchizedek dispensation. Read on.
Amen. Whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire.
That's what Ezekiel saw. He saw the great white throne coming in the firmament on fire. Yeah. He saw him on fire. He saw the angels on fire. He saw his throne on fire. Yeah. And now Daniel was saying, all of it is on fire, people.
Yeah.
We don't want it. Get right. Act right. Do the right thing.
Yeah.
Spike said it. Do the right thing now.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, man, the last place we want to be is in the judgment.
Amen.
Because there's no getting out of it if he got to etched out. It's no out of that. Your choices now is now. Your choices is now, not through the judgment. Don't take chances on the judgment, because if you found in the judgment and you had choices to be in the first resurrection. Now, that means he found something in you that was unworthy to make the first resurrection, which might be the same thing that found you not worthy to even see the kingdom or the Father. We don't want that. We don't want to take no chances on that. Continue.
Amen. Verse 10. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened.
Set. Let's look at that word set. I'm gonna dig that up quickly. It says the judgment was set.
Yes, sir.
And it says, put in a specified position or arrangement or place. So that means he's going to put you either in the kingdom or out of it. And it says this. It said, put in a specific state. Either you're going to be eternal joy or eternal damnation.
Mm-hmm.
He said, to cause a begin in action. To cause and assign someone to undertake an action, perform a service. He said to excite a hostile feeling or action. He said to position or secure so as it be fixed or immobile. We can't talk our way out of it. Ain't no talking our way out of the great white throne. Ain't no pleading, ain't no crying, ain't none of that. The only reason why you was crying because you was there. Now, the only thing is, he already said, okay, I'm going to let you out. You ain't going into the kingdom, but you was boo-hooing the whole while because you didn't come up with the first resurrection. So therefore, you saying God, and here it is, you don't even need. Like he said, every knee is going to bow, and we boo-hooing and crying, and we snotting and all of this stuff before God in Christ, and we hoping and praying that he made, but it's already been determined that he's going to allow us to get in. Now, with that being said, you could be boo-hooing and crying and boo-hooing and crying and da-da-da-da, like he said, tee-hee, tee-hee, and be squirting them out and still get in the lake. Don't matter. It don't matter because the judgment is set. It's set. If your name is not in the books, you are determined to spend all eternity in the lake of fire because you chose to spend eternal lake of fire in the flesh. You chose that. That's your choice. That's our choice. We can either choose it with him or we can choose it with the devil. We're choosing right now what we're going to be. We don't have no second choices. You don't get, sometimes he'll let you know why you still got breath in you, like he did with Ahab. It's a wrap, Jack. You know. And not only am I going to kill you, I'm going to kill everybody in your house. I'm going to save one alive. But I'm going to do you a solid. I'm not going to let you see it. But it's still a wrap. Still a wrap. We don't want it. Job 38 verse 1. We got two more after this and then we can close it out. Job 38, verse 1.
Amen.
When you receive it, read.
Job 38:1 reads, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said.
Wait a minute. So here he is having a conversation. So Job can hear this freight train.
Yes.
Read on.
Amen. Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge?
That's what he should say to every scientist on the planet, an astronomer. Who is this that's darkening counsel without knowledge? How you going to tell me what I did to the creation and how it's a big bang versus it wasn't done in truth and righteousness? Read on.
Amen. Verse 3. Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding.
Come on.
Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it?
What's the measurements of the heavens, man? What's the measurements of this 1/100th of a second to the end of our ozone? We can't give it. You know why? Because it's moving.
Amen.
It's moving. We can't even get an exact calculation of the measurement from the planet to the ozone because it's moving. And we can't give an exact measurement from the ozone to the sun. You know why? Because it is moving. Shalom, Shabbat shalom, Israelite. It is moving.
Amen.
So, no, we can't. The law is what it is. We can't give a measurement for it. Continue.
Amen. Verse 6. Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut up the sea with doors when it brake forth as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness the swaddling band for it, and break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, Hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thou thy proud waves be stayed.
Stop. He said he separated the sea. He said he separated the seas. Wait a minute.
Amen.
Go to 1 Kings chapter 7 and 25. So what he's talking about here, he ain't talking about the water that we see out here. He's talking about the water that's above us because that's what he started out talking about. Listen. Listen at Solomon because Solomon gave us a heads up into this thing. First Kings chapter 7 and 25.
First Kings.
In verse 25, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Verse 25. It stood upon 12 oxen, three looking towards.
12 oxen represent the 12 tribes, three looking where?
Three looking toward the north.
That's that way.
And three looking toward the west.
That's this way, 9 o'clock.
And three looking toward the south.
That's 6 o'clock.
And three looking toward the east.
That's 3 o'clock.
And the sea was set above upon them, and all their hinder parts were inward.
See that?
Amen.
The sea was Amen. Above them. And their hinder parts was like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the hinder parts was like this, and the water, which was above them, was circling around. So the Solomon is telling us that the waters that's above the firmament is referred to as seas, and the true and living God called it proud waves. He said he set bars on it that they will no longer come back to the earth. He said a darkness on it. He said the law. Now listen at this law. It says this. Read that verse again. And Job, because he set a law on it. The law is that the sun is supposed to give light upon the planet, upon the earth. But the law isn't that the sun can give light at the bottom of the waters. Why? Because the further you go down, no matter where you are, you could be in a swimming pool, it depends on how deep it is, a river, or it depends on how deep it is, or the sea. You swim it, the further you go down, the darker it gets. And I mean, it gets pitch black.
Amen.
And so much that the fish or the sea animals that's in the bottom of the waters has developed lights.
Amen.
Go figure. They had to create a light for themselves because the sunlight isn't, the law isn't for the sunlight to penetrate. We're going to get into that too because that's in the fourth day. We're not dealing with the fourth day. That's an honorable mention. Hang around. We're going into that too. But the sunlight, the law is that the sunlight can't penetrate the water.
Amen.
Read that again. Job.
Okay, Job 38, I dropped
it. Yeah, Job 38, and pick it up at verse 6.
Go back to 6. Job 38, 6 reads, Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut up the sea with doors when it brake forth as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness the swaddling band for it.
See, he's talking about the clouds. He's talking about that water up there. Read on. He made it thick darkness. Why? Because the sunlight, our telescope, the strongest telescope we got at our creation that man has created, can see as far as it can across cosmos. But it cannot see through the water that's above the firmament.
Amen.
Because our sunlight, light, don't give light through the water. That's from God, that we can't see heaven. 1 Timothy said it. No man has seen it, nor can see it, or ever been there.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 10. And break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, Hitherto shall thou come, but no further. And here shall thy proud ways be stayed.
See, he called them proud ways. Why? Amen. Solomon called them the seas of the heavens. Watch this. Go to last one after this one. Revelation chapter 6 and verse 12.
Amen.
Revelation 6 and 12. Because we're still talking about that water that's above the firmament, right? Okay, Revelation 6 and verse 12. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Revelation 6 and 12 reads, And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood.
Continue.
And the stars of heaven fell upon unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely fig, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll.
The heavens rolled back like they did when Israel came out of Egypt. The Red Sea parted. Same thing when God come back. The armies of God is going to come from heaven, just like the armies of God came out of Egypt. The heaven's going to roll back like a scroll. The heat, they're going to stand up. And God is going to come through just like he did when he brought us out of the land of Egypt and he made the water stand up. Same conversation. The same sea, he's going to do the same thing and all man is going to see it. Going to see it.
Amen.
Let's go back to, what I say, Genesis chapter 1 and let's pick it up at verse 6.
Genesis 1 and 6.
Yes, ma'am. So I think we got a good idea of what the firmament, what tornadoes are. Next week, we're going to deal with thunder and lightning and hailstones. Because that's from the firmament too, right? We can't stop thunder and lightning and hailstones, you know. And he said this. He said he destroyed Egypt by it. Then he gave us a weight on how much he hailstones actually took. What do you mean? The hailstones, according to Revelation chapter 16, was 100 pounds apiece. So if these hailstones, now, some of us have been in hailstorm rains or whatever, seen them. Some of them has been the size of baseballs, you know, things like that. But the God of Israel said he's going to rain fire from heaven. That's the size and a weight of 100 pounds. That's like throwing a mini child, a midget on you, you know, from heaven. That's like throwing That's like throwing a little person on you. Forgive me. Look, that's like throwing a weight, okay, 100-pound dumbbell, all right? That's like dropping a pound dumbbell off of a building, but not from the building, from an airplane. Not from an airplane, from a satellite. And it's coming down with all that force on fire. What is it going to do when it hit a person? Can we say tomato paste? Yeah, that's when he said, men is going to be like grapes. The wine press of the grape. What happens when you squeeze grapes? All the flesh come out and all the blood of the grapes come out of it. And you hold it together and it's all mutilated. That's what he's saying that man is going to be at his appearing because he's going to cause those things to take place first. Then he's going to come down himself and then burn them up. He's going to roast them. Go figure. You know, like the hailstones wasn't enough. Right? Okay, we pushing over that. Okay, read that Genesis chapter 1, and then we're going to speak to our brothers and sisters around the world. And we want to thank everybody that's listening online, Josie Josie, our brother Jay, my number one, you know, Ernest, my man. And, you know, all the family that tuned in, you know, including Sister Rhea.
Oh, you know. Amen. Genesis 1 and 6.
Good reading, by the way. Read them.
Genesis 1 and 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so.
Those waters are called seas. Above the firmament. Let's keep that in mind, because Solomon said they referred to as seas.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 8, and God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Amen. So we're still in the second day. We still got to get through the second day. So we got some things that we want to cover in the second day. So we'll be back here next week for that conversation. We want to, let me see, got a couple of mics open. We're going to first go to online, the brothers and sisters around the world. We want to get them their hands and they props for tuning in always. Our brothers in the United States, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Canada, man, look at this number. Canada's is really going up. Peace and grace to you and your family. In Jesus' name, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you as well. Our family that's in Brazil, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in the United Kingdom, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. The family and the kingdom is growing. Our family that's in France, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. Our family that's in Germany, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. Our family that's in Russia, Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. Our family that's in Turkey, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. Our family that's in China, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. Our family that's in India, Shabbat Shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. And my Amar is back. Welcome back. Amen. Thought we lost you, but yay. Hey, welcome back, family. Shabbat Shalom to you and your family, to you and your household. Amen. Amen. I don't know why I thought we lost you. Y'all always there. And our family that's in China. Did I say China? Okay, our family that's in China. Shabbat Shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. Our family that's in Japan, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. Our family that's in South Korea, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. The family in Korea is growing. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and your family as well. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in the Philippines, thank you for hanging in there. God bless you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Vietnam. Amen. Amen. Vietnam hanging in there. God bless you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. And Shabbat Shalom to you as well. God bless you. And I think we said our family that's in Bangladesh, they're back. Amen, Bangladesh. My family that's there, God bless you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. And as we go to Africa, we say Shabbat Shalom to you. our family that's in Ethiopia, Shabbat Shalom to you and your families as well. Our family that's in Kenya, welcome back. God bless you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Uganda, amen. God bless you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Egypt, God bless you. Amen. Hanging in there. Peace to you and your family and your household. And our family that's in Algeria, amen. Praise God. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. And our family that's in Indonesia, amen. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Amen. And our family that's in Australia, faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for hanging in there all these years. God bless you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. And our family that's in New Zealand as well. God bless you. Thank you for giving us your time all these years. In Jesus' name, peace to you and your family as well. And we got a hand up here. I don't know which one is. I think it's this one.
Shabbat Shalom.
Can you hear me?
Grace. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Amen.
Brother. Grace and peace be unto you and my sister and those out there listening to Sounds of Living Water, this brother Keith. I just want to say that, you know, that was an excellent lesson. You know what I'm saying? You know, who would know better about the weather than Jesus Christ? Because every time when they be like, it's a possible chance of rain, there's no guarantee. So I don't necessarily believe in particular man. I only believe in what God puts on my heart. You know, that's pretty much the same when he be saying, you know, let no man deceive you, you know, and you know, man can deceive you. They can tell you it's about to snow today, and it might turn sunny out there. So you know what I'm saying? And he's saying don't lean towards your own understanding. So to tell you the truth, I don't want to hear nothing about what I say because I know I'm wrong. And if I want to seek out the elements, a good way to know is from the book. But like you said, there is no measurement thereof because who can actually measure the planet, measure the time, anything of that sort? People have no idea of what's coming. So I want to say that was an excellent lesson that the Lord put on your heart. Excellent reading, sister. Grace and peace unto the family. And with that, I close.
Amen, Jew. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah, man. And you know, not to take away from our meteorologists. Sometimes, man, you know, they tell you to dress warm. We had to dress warm. So, you know, all the rest of it, you know, you got to take with a grain of salt. You know, just like the news, we got to take with a grain of salt. But they do have some instruments, and sometimes they can be dead spot on. And then for the most part, they guessing just as much as anybody else, you know, especially if you got arthritis, you're like, oh, it's going to be a bad winter, you know, or it's going to be cold outside, but he bothered me, you know, stuff like that. So they probably about as spot on as any one of them. So anyway, we just want to say, hey, thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of the Living Waters, read your Bible. Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water radio show.
Teach the Bible Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. God willing, we live, we'll be back here next Saturday. In Jesus' name.
Amen.